Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Oh, Michael, before we even get into ENN today, which is going to be a doozy, and it's brought to you by Security Dodge, see Michelle Scalise and come get some.
Come get some!
Yeah!
Don't you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I was going to say it earlier, but you never shut up. It's the ESPN New York Superbox Bonanza nice. 5. This year, each qualifier will take home a $25 Fanatics gift card, have a chance at one of 10 Superbox prizes. Be caller number 101 right now at 888-987-ESPN. Select a box for the big game with a chance to win $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime, and a final score payout of $2,000. All brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey.
Good stuff, Michael. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to you.
I am Yankee Boy. Pinstripe underwear on right now.
And a Don.
I love throwing stuff away. It arouses me almost.
And a Don.
I would take cleaning out the garage over a weekend with Kate Beckinsale.
Wow.
And a Don.
There's no question there's a gap.
And a Don.
See BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 plus age for over age to wager.
Oh, wow.
Why don't you play what I said at the end of the read, tough guy? I was witty. You probably don't have that in a system because it doesn't forward your narrative. Wow. On me being a moron.
Yeah. That was rough.
But he did then make fun of himself immediately after.
So
does that absolve him of the bad read?
Yes.
It helps. I thought that was going to be there.
See BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 plus age.
Well, don't play it again.
For age to wager.
Play the end. Where I said, if you have a gambling problem or a reading problem.
Yeah, he did say it was
witty. It was on point.
I agree. They didn't think of.
Yeah, well, you didn't think of doing something that makes me look good.
Well, but this is why people hate the media.
Is there anything that could really make you look bad or look good after that?
No, I stumbled on it.
It happened.
No, that was a bad stumble. That was almost suspendable.
No, it's suspendable. Try it.
I don't have the power.
You can only suspend me with pay. Good, I'll stay home.
I don't have the power.
You're gonna suspend
if
me because I stumbled
I'd
on a read.
People.
The person that suspended
here.
Me, I'd cave in their forehead. Then they'd suspend me for cause. You don't suspend somebody because he stumbles on a read. Give me a break.
That was
good.
Really bad.
Then you know what? Ask for somebody else and see if it's any better.
I don't have
if it's
that
any
power,
better.
Don.
I could. You don't have the power. You don't want to. Because anybody else that comes in and sits here right. with a perfect read, nails every read.
Oh, my God. He just punched the computer
and
hard.
And the show would be devalued because they wouldn't be close to my talent.
That's a great point by Don.
So eat my...
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Reese's?
Yeah, eat my Reese's.
King
Stick
size.
Your tongue right in there.
Right in the king size.
Roll around in the Reese's.
Let's say good evening to Don and myself.
Make it hard.
Excuse me?
Exactly.
And to myself. Give me the sex music, please. And lastly, to myself. I don't want to have sex with Craig Carden. I just don't. If you miss this show, I'll tell you what. If you miss time on this show, the mic drop moments. I don't want to have sex with Craig Carden. I just don't.
It feels like Peter's got something to tell us after the show.
No.
You know, the one thing that didn't get enough pushback in my mind, Peter,
yeah.
He would rather clean out the garage than have a weekend with Kate Beckinsale.
Well, apparently.
That's a little odd.
Well, no, apparently that mess really. Like, listen, I understand in the sense that I have the room that I work from at home when I do radio from home and do all my 90 podcasts has a lot of stuff in it. There's a lot of junk and I want to get rid of stuff. And it's just, for me, the problem is not my wife, though she doesn't help because she's a bit of a hoarder as well. It's me. I have a lot of stuff I can't get rid of. I struggle with. I mean, I pay for... God, you guys realize how dumb I am? I pay for two storages, guys. In addition to having different dwellings, I pay for storages too, for stuff.
Don, what would you do if Kate said, okay, we could do a weekend together on top of the filth in the garage?
First of all, don't paint some picture like it's
yeah,
not
did it.
Filthy. You know, God, you know what? You're better than me. I get it. Have fun with that. See how it works
here
out.
Here we go. Here's Don's read earlier.
See BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 plus age.
There we go.
Over age.
How many times?
Wager?
Wait.
Gambling problem or problem speaking?
No, but that, you know. That was good.
Yeah.
Gambling problem or problem speaking?
Listen, my garage is a mess, Don, but I make sure that the cars can fit in. That's all I'm saying.
But there's a difference between a mess and collecting a bunch of stuff than filth.
Well, my garage is filthy, but I have room for the cars. So yeah, I'm better than you then.
Mm-hmm.
Filthy. I'm sure there are rodents in there. It's disgusting.
Rodents? Come on. I hope not. By the way, speaking of rodents, I've been noticing a lot of dog feces in the city again these days. It's starting to feel like the old days of New York.
So dogs didn't poop during COVID?
Oh, I don't.
People cleaned them up, but now people don't care anymore.
Yes, there's something going on. I'm just telling you, if you look around, there's a lot of poop. Who does that? The kind of monster. Now, if it happens to you once a year, you get caught with no bag, Don. Because I've gotten caught with no bag. You know what you do? You stand around for a minute and you wait for someone to walk by and say, can I get a bag?
Nobody's doing that.
What do you mean? I do that.
You do it because you're a human being. But there's unfortunately a lot of non-humans out there that don't care about anything but themselves.
Like the dogs that poop.
No,
the dogs
that poop don't have the option of picking up their own poop. There are some dogs that might do it if they could.
You think Bear would?
I think Bear's very polite, actually. I do. I swear to you. If Bear knew how to pick up his poop, I believe that he would.
Interesting.
But honestly, if you do that, you just walk away with no hesitation.
Well, why don't you just go to a garbage can and pick up like a McDonald's bag and pick it up?
There's that as an option.
Mm-hmm.
You can get creative depending on the season. You know, you take like a hard leaf or something, you lift it up and put it.
Why don't you pick it up with your hands?
Well, that's strong.
That is strong.
Well, but, I mean, if you're such a good citizen.
That's a bridge too far.
But when we had Brittany, I always had like sandwich bags in the pockets of my jackets, always. Like dozens of them.
Well, now this is your, how long did you have Brittany?
Brittany passed in 2003.
So was this pre the era of people having just like the rolls of bags all the time with them?
No, it was that, but just it was easier just to grab a sandwich bag. That's where I was able to get the grass from the championship game in 2000.
Oh,
it's because of Brittany's dog. Yeah.
See, that's what I do. You know, I let butter go in the backyard. Don't pick it up. It's our yard.
It's your yard.
It'll get nice and hard, and that's easy to pick up in the summer.
Now,
make it hard.
Excuse me?
Exactly.
Now, does the poop that you leave in the yard, how long does it take to be gone?
I've never timed it.
But it disappears eventually.
Yeah, probably gets hard and then just disintegrates.
So, but what did you do?
It's unfortunate.
When you'd have the big wedding-esque barbecues at your house, did you like scan the yard?
We would go around and pick up the poop.
All right.
You go around and pick up the poop?
Yeah, the stray poop, which is the title of my 19th book.
That's probably a little easier to pick up.
Can I tell you something that annoys me?
Hmm. Me?
When Dave Rothenberg posts, like, you know, sends cards out and posts pictures of him and his dogs, he's now like dog man. I got it. It rings.
I haven't seen it.
That's one of my son's favorite books.
Dogman?
Dogman. There's 19 of them.
It rings hollow. It's kind of like when Michael posts a butter picture. It rings hollow.
I love my dog, you jerk.
Do you remember the years, Don? Do you remember the early butter days? The lack of interest?
No.
I refuse to do anything. I don't care.
I still refuse to do anything.
Listen, butter may have forgotten because you held up a piece of bologna, but I don't forget.
She doesn't get bologna. She gets roast beef.
So where are these pictures? I don't see them.
Dave likes to post pictures. I've seen the pictures.
You really don't like Dave. Let's really lift the curtain here.
I love Dave.
No. You don't like his relationship with his wife?
What?
I adore Dave.
Excuse me. I never said I don't like the relationship with his wife.
You don't understand it.
I said I don't understand it, and I think that Sherry needs to, you know, answer some questions.
And Donna said she's an enabler.
Well, she is an enabler.
She is, for sure.
But, you know.
See, I keep my nose out of people's business. It's their life.
Well, because you don't want people to ask the same questions about you. I get
no questions about me.
I don't see one dog picture on his.
Well, I just saw one. Was it in the card that he sent, the family
card? It could be the family card, which was an annoying
card. No, because it wasn't the family card.
Okay, he's not in the picture. It's just
there's one of him.
They're like white dogs, right?
Yeah, there's
he pictures himself as Victor Milan. The dog whisperer. Right.
Caesar Milan.
Whatever. Victor is his brother, less famous.
So if these God forbid something happened to these dogs, where they need to be rushed to the vet, but it's fourth and one at the 2-minute warning of the fourth quarter.
Say goodbye.
Of like a preseason game.
Yeah. Here lies.
Well, forget about dogs. If God forbid, if it was one of his kids, he'd still not.
That's why I said I disclaimed it by saying preseason game. The dogs wouldn't have a chance.
I don't even think the kids in a preseason game.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart are warming up.
Hey.
Game time decision tonight.
All right, that's not nothing.
It's a step in the right direction.
I didn't realize the Rockets are only a game under. I feel like they're having an awful season.
Well, it's felt like that the last couple of years, let's be honest. All right, guys. A lot to discuss here. A lot happening in the world. We had not touched on this much today. But according to TMZ, citing police documents, Colts owner Jim Irsay found unresponsive at his home back in December. He was, quote, unresponsive and struggling to breathe before being transported to a hospital by paramedics, according to this report.
How does TMZ get these stories before everybody? How?
I don't know. They're very good.
They're really good at this.
I guess they just... Do they have contacts at like every police precinct in the country?
They must. They're working it hard because they get it before anybody else. Jim Irsay obviously has issues, man.
So when is
the Colts issued a statement saying in part, Mr. Irsay continues to recover from his respiratory illness. We still have no further comments on his personal health. But remember, this comes, you know, after he had made some crazy statements that we read on ENN a couple months ago. He's an erratic guy.
So what is the NFL doing? If he's got a problem, get him help.
I mean, but you can't force him to sell the team because he has a problem.
Well, it just happened. The NFL was able to get it to be like spring for the Super Bowl and then right back to the weather. Roger Goodell could do anything.
Well, hold on. They just found a way to force Dan Snyder to sell.
But those are choices that Dan Snyder made. Jim Irsay could always say, I've got an issue, man. I've got a medical issue.
Do you guys really believe in your heart and soul it was a decision Dan Snyder made?
No.
That was
a decision? It was a series of decisions over years.
Well, Irsay has some bad decisions that he's made. And I'm sure
they were drug fueled.
That's fine. But my point is, the other owners, whoever it was, okay, I'm not trying to go full tin hat. Don't call me Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to bring up the Epstein list. But I'll just say this. I truly believe the NFL owners and other forces in the NFL said enough of the Snyder thing. It's bad for business. Everyone knew they had receipts of things that were not good. And they said, let's go ahead and find a way to make this happen. I'm surprised that the same hasn't happened with Irsay.
Because I think Irsay is, it's a disease.
That's the only issue. So you think, really quickly, that this owner consortium, they have that much sympathy for someone dealing with substance abuse?
But they could get sued, too. The stuff that was on the plate of Snyder, that's self-inflicted. Now, there will be some people that say, well, drug abuse is self-inflicted. No, maybe the first time, but every time after that, you're addicted.
So get him help. I'm not saying make him sell the team, but can you remove him?
Well, he has gotten help. I don't know if help works all that much. I mean, people go to these like 30-day drive-thrus and they think they're cured. They're not. Matthew Perry thought he was cured. I mean, it's a really tough disease. I don't know if you can be cured. I mean, there are people that have 20 years of sobriety. God bless them. Other people can't deal with it.
Well, no, there's no cure for addiction, but you know, to try to manage it and be able to work through it. I mean, you can't have this where the owner of an NFL franchise is incapacitated. Like, so you gotta figure out a way that while he's getting help, somebody else runs the franchise or something. I mean, you just can't just say, well, it's his team. He can do what he wants. Or we got him help already, and it didn't work. Well, then
but it has it
to
impacted
it
the team.
I don't know.
had a pretty good year this year.
No, but you just can't judge it. You just can't judge it on the
It's not all wins and losses, Michael.
Oh, I'm not defending him. I'm just saying that his defense is that it's a sickness. I remember something I once asked Steve Howe. I said, how do you do a line of cocaine when you know that your career could be over, that you're going to be suspended? You know it. Why can't you just say no? He said, that's like saying, going up to somebody who has diarrhea and saying, I'm not going to the bathroom. He goes, you're going to go to the bathroom. Even if you say, I'm not going, you're going to go. Okay. He said, that's the kind of pull it is.
So now, while that is going on in your life, I'm sorry, I can't have you run an NFL franchise. We're going to go and get you help, and we're going to, you could be of your choosing, get somebody else to run the franchise. We can't have this. We need you to get better, and while you're getting better, however long it takes, somebody else has to run the franchise.
Well, that's fair.
Because it's going to end poorly. So whether it's just a cosmetic or whether you really care about him, the NFL just can't sit there and go, well, he owns the team, he can do what he wants, get him some help. Otherwise, they're going to go to his house and they're not going to be able to revive him. And then what?
All right, guys, moving right along. And by the way, my friend, my producer, Griff, talked about TMZ has a tip line and they pay for tips. So the tip line is used quite a bit.
Well, so they're smart because they're getting all the stories.
So, yeah, if someone has access to a story, classy move. They look up the old TMZ tip line and say, let me try to get a little cash. Jason Kelce has spoken on the New Heights podcast. Let's hear it. This is the future Hall of Famer from the Eagles, Super Bowl champ.
You know, Nick kind of gave me an opportunity to talk. I didn't announce what I was doing on purpose, despite, I guess, what's been leaked to the media. I just don't think you're in a position after a game like that to really make that decision. I just don't. There's too much emotion in the moment to really fully grasp that decision. I'm not trying to be dramatic and continue to draw this thing out. I'm really not. It's just something that I think when it's time to officially announce, you know, what's happening in the future, it'll be done in a way that's, you know, definitive and pays respect to a lot of people and individuals that have meant a lot to me and has led to the career I've had. You know, I don't think that it would be respectful or even accurate to be able to do that right after a game like that. But I did address the team and pretty much said the same thing that I just said to you, which is, you know, I got belief in every single one of you guys. You know, cherish the moment you have in this league. A lot of guys like, you know, if that is your last game, I feel sorry for you. And I'm like, don't feel sorry for me, mother.
Yeah, but that's weird. I mean, he addressed the team and somebody in that room said that he said he's going to retire. So maybe, you know, the heat of the moment, he felt that way. I mean, he still has a lot left. He's still great. And there's a lot of money to be made. But it wasn't the media this time. It was somebody in your locker room that you told that you were retiring. And he came out and said it.
Is it possible he's just having a moment where he's just melting down? Because he did look very upset.
You mean at the game? Yeah, sure. Maybe right at that point he said, I'm done with this.
The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has rejected a proposed ban on youth tackle football. Quote, I will not sign legislation that bans youth tackle football. I am deeply concerned about the health and safety of our young athletes, but an outright ban is not the answer.
I would agree. I don't think I want my son playing tackle football, but isn't that a family's decision?
Yeah, of course.
If you don't want your kid to play tackle football, fine. Why would you want the state to legislate it?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. Should families get to decide? I mean, like, where do you draw the line on that conversation? Depending on how bad you think a sport is. You know what I mean? Like, should families be able to choose whether or not, I think my kids should try drugs when they're young.
That's
you know?
A completely different
No, it's not. I mean, some people would argue it's not.
Well,
in terms of brain damage.
Yeah, but there's no professional drug taking.
I know some people who can
compete. Like, so if you get rid of it in youth football, are they going to be prepared to do it once they get to high school? Are you going to ban it there too? I mean, I think it should be legislated as far as the protection and all that, but it could be up to the parents. I want my son to play tackle football. I think he can handle it, or I don't think he can. Why should they get their fat hands involved in it?
That's a slippery slope, Peter. I mean, we've seen it in much more politically charged things in this country where a state legislates against something. And you go, why should they decide? Why can't the individuals decide? So football exists. If you don't want your kid to play, it doesn't play it.
I hear you. I hear you. But for the people who think that, there are a lot of people who really feel strongly about how horrible football is.
Okay. Then,
and based on the amount
of. Then their kids shouldn't play.
And based on the amount of, you know, things that we've seen over the last several years with CTE, I would say they have a decent argument to be.
So where does the line?
You go to hockey too?
Get rid of hockey.
Hockey, baseball, they could get hit in the head. I mean, really? I mean, you can over-legislate everything.
I think the heart's in the right place, but there are people that that don't see the fear.
Soccer let them would play. Be under siege too. You get a lot of concussions.
I mean, I agree with you, and ultimately, I think it's probably not the move. I would say I don't think the comps we've made with other sports, except maybe hockey, are apples to apples. I know that there is a concussion issue in soccer, and baseball has its dangers. But if we were to look at the statistics of what's happened to aging football players versus other sports, let's not be silly. It's a different thing. It's much more akin to boxing or MMA than anything else. But either way, not happening. So just an interesting thought for you guys to marinate on.
Well, that's interesting.
No, I thought so. Robert Kraft trying to pronounce a name and struggling.
Sherman. I'll get it right.
Well, we'll have to.
No, it's all right. It's one of those black names. I'll help you with that.
No, what I heard was support, not like here.
You mean, yeah, he tried to help him. That's not how Michael would help.
I didn't say a word. I wasn't even on the air when he messed that up. You're the one who just played it.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That'll do it for ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Starting Something New sales event.
In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.